ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For the past 7 years, June Oscar has travelled across the country seeking the voices of First Nations people at a time when their right to a national voice has been the subject of a bruising political battle. Now, the Boonabbah woman is set to finish her time as the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. As she prepares to hand over the role, she says the country still needs to go on a journey together. June Oscar joins us now. And June, welcome.
Good morning and thank you, Patricia.
Your speech was extraordinary at the National Press Club yesterday. I've just got to, you know, note that it was. I urge people to get on iView and listen to that speech. You took up this job in 2017. You've seen three prime ministers come and go since then. How far has the country come in that time?
Oh, look, I think it's fair to say that there's been some positive differences made for organisations and people in community. But the struggle continues. The same issues are still relevant and are being pursued. You know, the reforms are still being pursued that governments of whichever party can work in a different way to deliver the supports that are so needed on the ground. So what I have observed, there's this room of where we're still yet to trust each other, but include each other in the decision making that needs to happen. And we're still failing in that space.
In your speech to the press club, you talked about growing up on Boonabbah country in the Kimberley region. Your grandmother lived in a corrugated iron shack. Your mother was an indentured house aide on your homestead. And you talked about their resistance to colonisation and their resistance to structures that they felt a kind of resistance that they were living in their lives and in your upbringing to the kind of horror of the way that colonisation happened on your land. How did your upbringing shape the way you've approached your role, particularly in your advocacy of women and girls?
Well, Patricia, I've been raised in that space where I've experienced and witnessed the blatant discriminations, the racism, the treatment of Aboriginal people, including my own family and my kin in the world of the Boonabbah, and the absolute oppression and controls that were in place that caused so much fear and trauma in the lives of so many. So what people like my grandmother did and women of her and men of her age centered their own focus and priorities around transmitting the critical and vital knowledges that we needed to hold to keep ourselves strong in this developing world so that we maintained our responsibilities as Boonabbah people in this ever-changing world. So I received those teachings and still carry that, and there were teachings in Boonabbah. And so my worldview was that worldview of the Boonabbah people. I saw the world in a very different way. But then with the benefit of an education and the supports of many non-Indigenous people in my early life and the relationships and connections that I've made with non-Indigenous peoples in this country have all contributed into shaping the woman that I have become.
You were trying to stay pretty optimistic post the referendum about the kind of journey that we need to still be on as a country for dealing with unfinished business. But I've spoken to many Indigenous people who tell me that they think that since that defeat, Aboriginal rights have indeed gone backwards, not just on the question of constitutional rights, but more broadly rights, that there is more opposition to a range of things that were meant to be about Indigenous progress. Are you worried about that as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I have heard those very same, comments, sentiments from Aboriginal women in the country, leading up to the referendum and post-referendum. It just really points out for me that we have so much to do. We can do this. We must carry hope. We must believe that we can still unite and bring the truth of our shared space of living in this country. But that has to be the focus of the next step. I don't think we throw the towel in, and I'm not suggesting that many people have, but it is that feeling of yet here is another lost opportunity to the nation that could have made a significant difference. And so, it's made it abundantly clear to me that we need a Makarrata process, a process of truth-telling, and a period of time that respects all of that to happen for the healing and the dialogue as a nation, so we can reset and move forward together.
There is some news, of course, from yesterday, very much in your remit, where there is a curfew for young people in Alice Springs. Do you think that's the right policy approach to deal with what we're seeing unfolding in Alice Springs?
Well, look, we've witnessed the imposed measures over, so many decades being imposed on communities. And often these measures will disproportionately affect First Nations people, and they always do. And sadly, this is another example of a punitive approach imposed from the top and outside, and is destined to fail because the solutions do not have the involvement of the community leadership, the people who are managing families who do need support. We need to, if this measure is in place, I think it is a measure that should be in place for the shortest time possible, which gives a breathing space to the community of Alice Springs, brings in the critical stakeholders that can gather around a respectful, safe space to have this honest dialogue around designing what is best in terms of the safety and protection for everyone in Alice Springs. And, I know that there's an amazing team of Aboriginal leaders in the Northern Territory and particularly in Alice Springs that can advise and drive and own this reform on the ground, and that needs to happen.
Thank you so much for joining us, June, and congratulations on your tenure.
And thank you for your support, Patricia.
June Oscar, the outgoing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner at the Australian Human Rights Commission. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.